The day before.
That's accurate. That is frigidly accurate, Wendy. Hi, everybody. This is the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness, and the stream is frozen, just so you know. I'm Bill. That's Wendy. A listener is very upset with me, Wendy.
Yeah. Better you than me. What happened?
Better. Yeah, I think so, too. We were talking about this story about this man, the Chicago guy, who's walking with his dog near the lake, and the dog jumps in the lake. And I said to you, and I know how much dogs mean to you. I know how much dogs mean to pretty much everybody on the planet, except for me. I said, would you, if your dog was to either accidentally fall into the lake or a river or any body of water or jump in, how would you react? What would you do? Would you also jump in to save the dog? And you didn't flinch. You said, yeah, you would do it.
I would just react. I wouldn't even think about it. If he was on my watch and he fell in, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I know officials tell you not to jump in, and I know that I had a risk of dying, but I...
All right, let me change this hypothetical a little bit, and then I'll tell you why this listener is so mad at me, furious with me. What if your this is hypothetical, and it's a worst-case scenario.
I don't like your hypotheticals.
Jimmy's walking with your dog. Dog jumps in. Jimmy jumps in after, but doesn't survive. He sadly does not...
Does the dog?
Yeah. The dog does. Wouldn't you be upset with Jimmy that he lost his life in such a way? Wouldn't that bother you?
Of course it would bother me.
Yeah.
I mean, given you're making me pick between my husband and my dog, don't do that. He's listening.
He would be mad at you. He would then also say, I can't believe if you died in a hypothetical situation, I can't believe Wendy gave her life this way. This is horrible.
But can I tell you how many people lose their lives saving others?
Yes.
It doesn't make it any easier. We speak about this a lot. God, I don't remember the first time we ever spoke about this years ago, but it was something like if you saw somebody beating up someone, you would interfere and say, hey, I'm going to save you. Mm-hmm. And I said, what if you died? Terry would be so mad at you for giving your life to someone else and not her.
But Terry knows that I'm going to go out a hero. She knows that. I came in as a hero. I'm leaving as a hero.
How did you come in as a hero?
I was wearing a small cape when I was born. No one knows why. No one understands it. We don't even ask. We just accept it.
You are
small terry cloth cape with a logo on it. Here's the text. I'm going to warn you right now. If you're a more sensitive listener, it's very angry. What the hell is wrong with you, Bill? It says in letters that are some caps, but mostly smaller case. Would you just stand there and watch the dog die? You are colder than this weather.
Ouch, that's cold. That's the
part that hurts, because the weather is very, very cold. And I hope I'm not that cold. I'm just being honest. I would not do it for a dog, my own or anyone else's. And I don't have a dog, so that's an easy image to conjure up. I would not do it for any animal. I would do it for any kid. If it was a kid that I didn't know, if it was a kid I didn't like, if I looked at a kid and go, I don't like that kid, and then the kid slipped and fell in the lake, I would jump in after that kid, but not a dog.
I don't know what you've started. That's fine, and I don't fault you for that.
Why is that listener so angry?
Because I am a crazy dog lover, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
There are crazier dog lovers than myself.
I bet Steve Dale would stand by the lake just in case a dog would fall in. He's probably there now.
No, and really, you need to keep your dog on a leash. I don't even care if your dog is very well trained. Something, you know what? I love dogs, and if I came upon someone who didn't have their dog on a leash,
right,
I would be a little taken aback. Like, what if this dog, I'm carrying a steak in my pocket. What if he jumps and attacks me?
Does that happen a lot?
Sometimes.
Just keep a steak in your pocket?
Raw, yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
But seriously, it makes other people feel uncomfortable because, not everyone loves dogs like
right.
I do.
Right.
So I would like to see the owner
yep.
keeping their dog on a leash. If
that makes sense.
If the dog was on a leash, the dog couldn't get in the water, and if so, maybe you could use the leash and help pull the dog, not choke it, but perhaps there's a way to help the dog up.
Like paw by paw, follow the leash back in, like it's like a tow rope or something. He could just slowly...
They don't have thumbs.
Oh, dogs don't have thumbs.
I don't think people should get mad at you, but
this listener's furious. It's written in an angry font.
All right, which one is that?
Leviticus.
Leviticus is a book of the Bible. Yeah. Levitica.
Yeah. It's the angriest of all Bible fonts.
First of all, listener, please, if they're probably not listening now.
They probably turned it off.
All right. Well, all I'm going to say is they don't have to worry about it because you'll never be walking anywhere with a dog.
Yeah, I can't imagine. What scenario would have to happen where that would be?
I can only think of one.
What would it be?
Keira Knightley has a dog and has to run to the bathroom, and she says, could you hold my dog for a minute?
I would do that.
That's the only instance.
And walk it by the frozen river. She'd say that in that British accent of hers. Who could say no to that? I would have to say yes.
As I said.
Yes, Keira Knightley, I will do that gladly.
I said I can only think of one instance, and that
that's
is
the
it.
One. That's the only one.
Do I know you or what?
I would hope that the imaginary bear from yesterday's story who saved the little boy, I would hope that the imaginary bear would come to the rescue of a dog in such a situation. That's my hope.
Do you live in a fairy tale or a dream? Which is it, and are they different?
It's a hybrid. It's right in the middle. It's right on the 50-yard line of fairy tale and dream.
Are they the same?
I don't think so. I think they're different enough.
All right. That's all I wanted to know.
All right. Do you want to talk about the Super Bowl, Wendy? The Super Bowl is coming up Sunday. Super Sunday, we call it. Super Bowl Sunday.
I was invited to a Super Bowl party, and I have to regret I am not going to attend it.
Why? Because why?
I have really decided that I am not into the Super Bowl really at all.
Wendy.
And I will watch it at home, and I'll probably make chili and even some wiener wraps, perhaps.
Yeah.
But
you're not into it?
I just...
Oh, that's disappointing.
I like to enjoy my Sundays lounging around the house, yeah. Maybe not...
You can do that.
Taking a shower.
Yeah. Why can't you do that? You can do that.
I don't want to go to a party if I'm not all made up.
Yeah. It's not a costume party.
No.
Just a Super Bowl party. You could go.
Are you going to a Super Bowl party?
No.
Why? You like to watch it at home, don't you? Or you have no friends?
Here's the thing. During the Super Bowl, I chart the commercials because we often talk to an expert, Dennis Ryan.
Are we talking to him?
I think so. Yeah, we're working on that. So I like to chart them and have notes made of things that I can bring up about various Super Bowl commercials. And also, during the game, I got to be honest with you, I like to do other things while the game is on.
I am 100% with you. Do you crochet?
Yeah. I'm going to make you a vest during
the
Super Bowl.
Thank you. A waistcoat?
Yeah, I might make you. I might.
Isn't that a great word?
See how much time there is.
A waistcoat.
I'll start one, a waistcoat for you, and if I'm done with it in time, good.
So are you, and I'm not speaking for you, but I'm asking you, are you saying you're not like 100% into it where your eyes are glued to the set for every minute of the game?
That's accurate.
Okay, because me too.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I'm at a party, I am pressured to watch it.
Right. Right. Well, a party for the Super Bowl is tough because you find yourself during key moments of the game, somebody will come by and want to talk to you. And
that's
like,
usually
oh,
me.
This is an important part. Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Because I don't care about the game. I really don't. I got no dog in the race because it's in the lake.
Wow. In the frozen lake?
Not frozen.
It's crazy.
My fairy tale and what other thing did I say? Oh, dream.
Dream and fairy tale.
Is it summertime right now?
Ah, oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I'm just imagining
We're only 6 months away.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch the game, but you know what I miss is when I was a degenerate gambler, I would bet on not just the outcome of the game, but there were all the side bets that you could make during the game. So there was always something going on that had me up $20 or down $15 or up $40. And when I'm not gambling anymore, it's just, I don't know.
No fun?
The game's just, it's not as much fun by a lot. I wouldn't say no fun. It's still fun. And even though everybody hates Tom Brady, you get to watch what may be the best quarterback in the history of the NFL in a Super Bowl setting. Yeah?
I don't need to see him.
But if you had the chance, I know how much you like the White Sox, and Babe Ruth was not on the White Sox, but if you had a chance to watch a guy like Babe, somehow said, hey, they're doing this thing where they're bringing Babe Ruth back for a game. Wouldn't you watch that to see one of the greats?
I would.
So here's Tom Brady, who, you know, in 10 or 15 years may not be quarterbacking the Patriots anymore. And you go, oh, I missed a chance to see him in the Super Bowl. So there's that.
All right.
You know?
I'll look at him.
You'll just stare at him for a couple of minutes? All right. These are...
Is he really, like, the best quarterback ever currently playing?
Currently, yes. In the last 10 to 20 years, I guess you'd have to say yes. I'm a Peyton Manning guy. I always... my vote would go to Peyton Manning, but most people who know stuff about it would go, yeah, but look at the statistics. And then you go, yeah, I guess it's Tom Brady.
Can't go by statistics, because didn't Jay Cutler have, didn't he look good in statistics?
Until he put on a Bears uniform, yeah, he did.
And Peyton Manning, I'm glad he doesn't play anymore, because I love those commercials with Brad Paisley.
Yeah, yep.
That's where I think he really shines.
Why do you think Tom Brady's not in more commercials? He's good looking. He's successful. He's all the things. Like if you had a company and you wanted to be represented by a good looking, successful.
Because no one likes him.
Is that what it is? I bet that's
what
it is.
He's hateable. He's very hateable, Bill.
That's interesting.
And I don't really know.
He has that all American boy feel to him.
Jerky boy.
Oh. Like too privileged?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, maybe.
That's just my opinion. I don't know. But it's not just me who think... I really don't like him at all.
Yeah.
And I don't... I'm sorry. I don't think he's that good looking.
No?
You're better looking.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that almost every day. From Giselle Bundchen. Or do you say Bundchen?
I say Bundchen.
Bundchen.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. All right, here's things that you need to... These are things, Wendy, that you need to know, it says, to enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday. You need to know these. These are not suggestions. This is the government coming forward and saying, you better know these things because you won't get through Sunday if you don't know them. The game will be played between the Patriots and the Rams at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, Wendy, on CBS.
So is that 5 o'clock our time?
5:30.
Okay. Wait, there's an hour and a half difference?
No, it says it's 6:30 Eastern time.
Oh, 6:30,
time, so that's 5:30 our time. Now, I don't know if that's the kickoff or if that's the red carpet.
That's kickoff.
Is that kickoff? All right.
Red carpet?
Yeah, where all the stars come. All the show, all the stars. Oh, there's Emma Stone. Doesn't she look great?
That's for the Academy Awards.
I think they do it for the Super Bowl, too. The game will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Vroom, vroom.
It's the home. Ooh. It's the home of the Falcons. This is the stadium's first Super Bowl, but Atlanta's third Super Bowl overall. The game will be played indoors. So it says here, don't worry about the weather, but I'm going to make an amendment to that because in Atlanta, Georgia, where it rarely snows, they were expecting 1 to 2 inches of snow. And even though here in Chicago, we hear that and we scoff at that. Go ahead. Feel free.
Right.
Scoff. In Atlanta, that's enough to crumble them because they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
They're saying the city could potentially shut down because of 1 to 2 inches of snow. It'll throw off everything for them.
I was listening to Adam Hoge when he was talking to the Cochran Show, and I can't remember what he said. There was a bit of a panic.
Mm-hmm.
But
in the past, that has destroyed them. They don't know what to do. This is a rematch of Super Bowl 36, which was played in February of 2002. In that game, first-year starting quarterback Tom Brady led the Patriots on a game-winning drive to cap a stunning upset over the Rams. That Rams team was coached by, was coached by Mike Martz, no longer their coach, quarterback by Kurt Warner. Does that name mean anything to you, Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner football.
That's not
Pops Warner.
That's Pops Warner. Pop Warner.
Was that his dad?
No.
Any relation?
No, they were not related.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner's story is a fascinating story. He was a bag boy at a grocery store, a bag man at a grocery store.
You don't call him a bag man. A bagger.
Yeah, a bagger. Is bag man offensive?
Well, it's just, who's going to be a bag man? Then it's a bag woman?
He's a man who bags.
Well,
it's kind of a bag man.
A bagger.
Bag person. A baggy. A bagladite.
All right.
A man who bags. He would put groceries in a bag at this grocery store, and the Rams were without a quarterback. And somebody said, I think that man who bags at the grocery store used to be a quarterback. We should try him.
Where had he been a quarterback?
In the pros, he was like a backup.
And then he just became a bagger?
Yeah. Because he couldn't find work anywhere. Nobody wanted him.
That's a sad story.
No, it's a sad story. But then he went on to quarterback the Rams, and he was like the hottest commodity in football.
Where is he now?
Bagger. He's sad bagger. No, now
he's sad bagger.
He does all kinds of things now.
He's a retired football player?
Yeah.
But that is an interesting story.
He went from...
It's rags to riches.
It's rags. It's the classic...
Bags to riches. Bags to riches. There you go. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the Kurt Warner story. I'm working on an ABC After School special.
I will watch it.
Will you watch it? All right. We'll take a break. Kim will give you the news, and then more things you need to know about the Super Bowl. You need to know these things. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
The WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast, a wind chill advisory in effect until 6 tonight. Then it turns to a wind chill warning from 6 through noon on Thursday. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, blustery, a few flurries possible, areas of blowing snow, a high of 3. The wind chill 15 to 30 below. Tonight, flurries early, then partly cloudy, bitter cold, low of 26 below, outlying areas a low of 21 below, and the wind chill 40 to 50 below. And then Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, bitter cold, a high of 13 below. The wind chill on Wednesday also 30 to 50 below. Doesn't that sound fun?
No, I hate it.
Kim, not really. No, no, it doesn't. No.
And, you know, we have to be here. We've got to get in.
Isn't it hard for you? You're reading those numbers, but as you see the number and you know it's coming, you just go, oh, that can't be right.
Right. I know. It sounds crazy. And like my brother said to me today, we were talking about it, and we're all freaking out. He said, you know, we're freaking out because it's 30 to 50 below, and it's only because we see it on our phone. Because really, what's the difference between 40 below or 50 below? It's
nothing.
Still absolutely freezing.
I guess.
You know? I mean, but it's just so extreme, you can't even fathom it.
Right. Right. Is what getting you through this knowing that just a few days later it's going to be 40s.
And then it's all going to melt, and then we're going to have flooding
slush
and
everywhere.
Slush and puddles.
Yeah. Our new roof is leaking,
which is
kind of a hassle.
Oh, that's a huge hassle.
It's not, and the company keeps coming out to try and figure where it's leaking.
Yes.
But it's not like a drip that's coming down and you have to put a bucket under. It's like one drip somewhere that got in under a shingle or into a nail hole, and we can't figure out where it's coming
from.
Well,
the good news is it's going to freeze up for the next 2 days.
Right.
You're not going to have the issue.
Right. And then when everything starts thawing, maybe I will find the leak.
You might be able to, or because you might actually get more water, unfortunately.
But that finally, I mean, they can't fix it if they don't know where it's coming in.
Right. Right.
And they've been out like 5 times,
and
so they're going to fix it. But, you know, that's a big investment. And then this one little drip. And
it's so annoying.
And I hear a drip going, but it's not like it's not happening anywhere.
Right.
You sure it's not?
I
mean,
I'm
a little worried, too, about pipes. Do you have pipes up there? Because my brother just had a pipe burst because it got cold.
Well, this has been going on for the last 4 to 5 months.
Oh, so
Kim, the pipe that burst inside the house or outside of the house?
It was inside the wall, but he lives in an older house, and there was no insulation inside.
Oh, no.
So, you know, he didn't know that because it was an old house.
Yeah, we have a Victorian that was built in the 1860s, so I'm sure we're screwed.
But, you know, I'm sure
it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah.
People really need to be concerned about your pipes because... Once you have a pipe bust or something, and then to get a plumber out, it's going to be probably
horrendous.
A long wait.
Yeah, but a lot of times there's nothing you can do, and
when it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. Quick reminder, tomorrow on the regular version of the show, not on the bonus hour, although we'll still be talking about it, I'm sure, on the bonus hour, Marion Ross joins us, Mrs. C from Happy Days.
Oh, another one off the list.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. We have a list.
Jasmine, this should be like our niche, you know? I don't want to...
Moms from the 60s?
Well, just kind 70s. Of a, where are
sweet
they now?
Sweet ladies of Hollywood.
Sweet ladies of Hollywood.
I want to do some guys here, too. Come on, let's not give Bill all the pleasure here.
Earl Holliman next week.
Oh, from Police Woman.
Yeah.
Is he still around?
Earl Holliman's still around.
I loved him.
He always talked like this.
Teeth always gritted.
Yes.
That means...
Hey, Pepper!
He was constipated in every episode of Police Woman.
He was great, but I like this kind of where are they now kind of thing.
I do too.
Because this is, I mean, come on, this whole Me TV, not Me Too. You thought I was going to go there.
Me Too TV is a good idea for a station.
No, they're running the Cosby Show all day and all night. But what I'm saying is the Me TV, it's so popular. We're all watching these old shows. So that's got to be our niche. Jasmine, that's what we're going to be working on, trying to get some of these.
Well, you guys are going to have to tell me because I don't know.
Well, yeah. Jasmine
we need
was
somebody
busy,
from
being born.
Bewitched.
Anybody from, although.
Who's left?
All that's left is Tabitha and Adam.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Wait, that's so sad.
There's nobody else left.
Book Adam, said no one ever. I've just gotten mean. I've gotten frosty.
That was very mean.
But, you know, like, is Bob Denver still with us?
Bob Denver's no longer alive,
well,
Wendy.
That's a waste.
You only have all that's left of the castaways is Tina Louise and Dawn Wells. Those are two
Didn't
out of the
seven. Didn't we talk to Dawn Wells?
I have interviewed her separately, not when you were with me.
But yeah, but the weird once. Thing
Wait,
was
lost
it wasn't.
Ginger?
No, she's like,
the weird thing is, though, when you talked to her, you didn't have a radio show at
right.
that time.
I just pretended to because I wanted to
That's
talk.
That's sick.
That was, I will admit, that was a little much.
Room 222, who can we get?
Well,
Karen Valentine.
Obvious is Karen Valentine for Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
All right, Jasmine. Karen Valentine, she was on a show called Room 222 that we used to watch.
Yes.
Not a joke.
Michael Constantine is still alive. You want to talk to him?
Not really.
Not really?
Karen Valentine for Valentine's Day.
That would make sense.
That is so us.
See if we can... Jazz, yes or no? Yeah, maybe?
Well, she'll work
maybe.
On it.
All right, we'll
A lot
see.
Of these people haven't worked since Room 222 was on.
But we could convince them that this is a stepping stone to more work.
Do not tell them that, Jasmine, because that is a lie. That is fraud.
Tell them a lot of radio leads to a lot of television, which leads to a lot of movies. It's not accurate, but maybe. when our bonus hour is done, Adam Hoge will bring you 1 hour of football entertainment from Atlanta. And then Don Kleppen's Cajun Corner makes its premiere after that for an hour.
Now, is this in addition to Eric Rung's...
No, that show's been canceled. That's been canceled.
What was Eric Rung's show?
Polka Party with Eric Rung. That's been canceled, Wendy. It did not do well.
Because he has an eye injury.
He injured his eye. So that show's done. But Don Kleppen's Cajun Corner looks great. Today is Jambalaya Day.
That's good in this cold weather. You need some jambalaya.
I can't wait to hear that.
With some cornbread?
It's going to be fun. I just realized something. They use the studio to do podcasts afterwards. But Adam Hoge is going to have his stream show. How is that going to work? How can they do them simultaneously?
Is there more than one?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Uh-oh.
We do have several streams, and I know how they're going to do it.
What will they do? Just record that and play it later? Get me Kleppen.
When will the Cajun
He's going to be mad, I guarantee.
Jasmine, so we know that there's a podcasting show that's coming on after us to record. They know that Adam's doing a show live here, right?
Yes, they're going to be.
And his voice
studio,
will be heard,
so
Jasmine.
Don't worry about it. We all got it controlled.
Okay.
We all got it.
All right.
Bill, you're a fire starter.
Well, I wanted to. Well, thank you for mentioning one of Stephen King's. Probably his 14th best novel of all time. Thank you for mentioning that. I just want everyone to know. That the internet is a vast place and there's room for everybody, Wendy. That's what I wanted to know. Why I want everyone to know. All right, these are things, Kim, that you must know for the Super Bowl. Do you plan on watching the Super Bowl
on
Sunday?
Yeah, I love the Super Bowl.
Wendy
I'm not so excited about the teams, but...
You'll still watch.
Oh, of course.
Will you do other things during the Super Bowl, or will you just sit and watch only the Super Bowl and not let anything else get in your way?
No, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to a party yet. I haven't decided, but...
Yeah,
you can go to my party. I don't want to go to the one. I mean, I love the people having it, and who
I
will
like
be there.
Sitting at home and watching.
Me too.
It, to be honest, and just having like just my family
at
and
your own speed.
Yeah, exactly.
You call the shots
because when it's a big party, you don't watch it. And I love watching the commercials, and I love watching the game because I'm a huge football fan.
The halftime show.
Yeah, the whole thing. I love it.
Are you boycotting the halftime show, Wendy, because you don't like Adam Levine?
I'll watch it.
Grudgingly. It seems like there's some grudge in you.
You know what? I like Adam Levine. I just don't.
Like Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm not a fan.
He is Maroon 5. He's right in the heart of Maroon 5.
I saw them at Ravinia once. It was good. It was
I
fun.
I like them. They're good. You don't see it at all, huh?
I'm not a fan.
All right.
Too boy bandish for you?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is, really?
It's just...
What if they promise to behave themselves and not be so boy bandish?
It's just, it doesn't do anything for me.
No? The music doesn't make you dance a little bit? Just a little dance? Nothing?
Oh, like you're such a dancer.
I'm going to dance the whole time.
He's going to go on Eric's polka show soon. I'm into this Don Club and Cajun corner.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun. It tested well. They did a run through. It tested very well.
Any food around here does well.
I guarantee.
Yep. That's his catchphrase. The Patriots, Wendy, it says here, are entering the game as the second seed in the AFC after an 11-5 season with their playoff win over the Chargers. Did you need to know that? I don't think you did. This is the Patriots' 11th Super Bowl appearance overall. That's the most in NFL history.
Wow.
And they've had 9 wins, right?
No. No, they're not 9-2, are they?
I think Tom Brady has 9 Super Bowl rings, I think.
In it 9 times, but he hasn't won it 9 times.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so. This is their 10th Super Bowl appearance under owner Robert Kraft, their 9th with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Oh, there you go.
Their 3rd straight appearance in the Super Bowl. The Patriots are only the 3rd team in NFL history to go to 3 straight Super Bowls. All of those stats, it says, came from the Patriots. I don't know why they attributed them, but that's true.
Well, you know, when you deflate balls, maybe you got to make sure that your facts are facts.
No, that's true.
Not fake news.
Brady has won 5.
He's won 5. That's pretty good.
So he has a ring for each finger on one hand.
There's no thumb ring.
He's going to the next.
You can't
go to the next hand.
What?
Yeah. You can't have a Super Bowl ring on your thumb.
Don't you have another hand?
Yeah, he could use his other hand.
Boy, I don't like Brady or Levine.
Wendy.
It's not going to be a good Super Bowl
Come
for
on.
You.
Come on. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick last smiled June 2006. That's a weird stat. It's been 13 years almost.
Probably true.
Counting his years as an assistant coach, this is Bill Belichick's 12th Super Bowl appearance. That is the most in NFL history. Again, it says according to the Patriots. I don't know why they need to be credited for those, but they are. If the Patriots win, Bill Belichick will match George Papa Bear Halas and Curly Whoop 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 Lambeau with 6 championships. No coach has won more. That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. But it's obviously, even though he's not very, you know, smiley.
That's the thing. That's the kind of thing that would make your average guy smile.
Yeah, but, like, but that's what you expect from a football coach. They're
gruff.
Gruff and gristly and mean.
He could smile every once. Like, they could say to him, smile. You know how you get 3 timeouts per half?
Right.
You get 3 smiles per half. Just smile whenever you want to. You get 3 smiles.
Like when you bet on that? You know, how many?
You could bet on how many times he smiles.
Yeah, there you go.
Even when he wins, because I watch him, like after they win, you go, well, now he's going to smile. His team won the Super Bowl.
It would be weird to see him smile at this point.
Yeah. His face would crack. It'd be sad. This is Tom Brady's 9th Super Bowl. He already owns the record for the most Super Bowl appearances by one player. If the Patriots win, Tom Brady will set the record for the most Super Bowl wins by a player with 6. He's currently tied with Charles Haley, who has 5. With a loss, Tom Brady would tie Jim Kelly for the most Super Bowl losses by a starting quarterback in NFL history. That's weird.
Well, I guess when you get there so many times,
right? You're bound to win and lose.
One of each, right?
But isn't that weird that depending on what happens, he'll either be the winningest Super Bowl player in history or the losingest.
That's interesting.
It is interesting, but then you figure quarterback in the NFL would want to even try to have that stat.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because most players
maybe
who play in the NFL never get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The majority of guys who put on an NFL uniform of any team will never get to the Super Bowl. He's there every year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the Packers, Brett Favre got there twice.
Yeah,
and
that was good.
People thought that was good.
And it is good. It is very good. Patriots receiver Julian Edelman needs only 46 catches to tie Jerry Rice for the most postseason receptions of all time. Most of these are very inside. Even the ones I'm reading to you are way more inside than I was hoping. If the Patriots win, Brady will become the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Is he the only quarterback with a supermodel wife?
I don't
know.
I'm trying to think.
At the Super Bowl.
Oh, at the Super Bowl.
Who's had a?
Because Cutler has a model wife.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in the Super Bowl.
Wait, was he in the Super Bowl? Was he the quarterback when they went?
No, when they lost to the Colts, he was not.
Okay.
They didn't get him yet. I think they got him 1 year after or 2 years after that.
Okay, I don't remember.
Or maybe a couple years after. Yeah. And Bill Belichick, it says 66 years old. The coach of the Rams is exactly half of his age. Sean McVay is 33 years old.
Jeez.
That's impressive.
I think he'll be the youngest coach to win a Super Bowl if he wins.
I think I'm almost positive
and
that's true.
And I think
true.
The quarterback also, right?
Yeah.
And totally unrelated Super Bowl news. How old's Matt Nagy?
He's
pretty young,
to
too,
he's
isn't
young
he?
He's young, too, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're all in
his
30s. I think this coach is in his 30s.
He is.
Yeah, 33.
33. The 33-year-old gap, Belichick 66, Sean McVay 33, is the largest gap of coaches in Super Bowl history. So you say to yourself, what wins out, youth and enthusiasm or age and just
experience?
Well, and that's the same thing you can say with the quarterbacks. You have it on the coaching side and the quarterback side.
Right.
So
it's true.
It's really going to prove one way or the other.
According to a texter, Pittsburgh has the most Super Bowl wins with 6. Is that true?
I think the Patriots have more. I think. Overall, I think. If I was betting on this game, and I'm not because it's a sin, but if I was, I would go heavy on the Patriots.
Okay, good. Because I am in a pool here.
Yeah.
And I am leading right now, so I am gambling.
Yes.
And I picked the Patriots to win.
So did Adam Hogue, I believe.
Adam wanted the Rams. He said the Rams would win.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He said the Rams.
I'm sorry. That's right.
And you also had to give a final score, like adding up the total of the.
What did you pick as your final score?
I think I put in 48.
But they only use that as a tie.
Yes, right.
48 combined scores of the two teams. Is this pool that you're in, is it with point spread or just a straight up?
You're getting excited there, Bill. Calm down.
It's just a straight up pick the teams. It was a confidence thing also, and I don't know how the confidence thing came into play. Like when it first started, you picked your teams.
Right. You
and
got
then
more
which
points.
Ones you were more confident
right.
in the win.
Those are
right.
worth more points.
Yes.
Right.
So yes, I'm the leader at 27 points. Andre Darlis is behind me at 26.
Oh, so it really is gonna come down
it's
to
it's gonna come down to this
game.
And I know she picked the Rams and I picked the Patriots.
I think you're in good shape.
Thank you.
I would bet on the Patriots and you.
Thank you.
I would double. I would tandem that bet.
Double down.
I would double down. Now that's just a political phrase. You don't even use that for sports anymore.
Double doink.
No, that's still sports.
You just hope for no double doinks. No, I don't want any Patriots double doinks on Sunday.
I wonder if that's a prop bet for Sunday because they do all kinds of weird prop bets.
Oh yeah, it could possibly be.
Like how many times they'll show Gisele Bündchen in the audience?
Right. Drink wine. I think the last time it was how many times would Gisele like drink red wine or something.
Yeah. They have all kinds of interesting bets. I wonder if that's one of the bets. And Belichick smiling should definitely be one of them.
I think it was before.
Was it? Has it been?
Yeah.
What are those called?
Prop bets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like when you say Bündchen.
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 That was going to be, if we had a daughter, that was going to be her name.
You did. You had two.
What? Seriously? I'm always the last to find these things out. All these other ones are just way too inside. With a win, McVay will be the youngest coach to win. Well, we kind of
any stats on the Rams? Because you know we're so familiar with the Patriots, but we don't know that much about the Rams because they haven't been. You know, they just moved
That's
from
true.
St. Louis, and they're an all new team, which is kind of cool for.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
sad for St. Louis, but it's cool for
Horrible
LA.
For St. Louis,
really? I mean, they waited for it for so long, and then
it slipped away.
Coop.
Yeah. Here's an important stat for you, Kim, about the Rams. The Rams defense leads the NFL in interior pressure rate. They have a 16.6% in interior pressure rate, which I thought was with their tires. I didn't think that was with their players.
Well, you know, Brady's good about pressure and depressurizing.
Right.
Cheater.
So, right.
Pumpkin eater.
One of the papers here, either the Sun-Times or the Tribune, I don't remember, and it's been years since they did this. Anytime there was a championship game in any sport, baseball, basketball, football, or hockey, they had what they called the ex-Chicago factor. And their theory was whichever team had the most amount of former Chicago players, Cubs, Bears, White Sox, Bulls, that would be the team that would win because it would hurt the Cubs or the White Sox or the Bears or the Bulls to say, oh, we had that guy, we let that guy go, and now he's on a championship team. And they were almost always right. Whichever team had the most former Chicago athletes, they almost always won.
Interesting.
What does that say about us? We let our best players go away all year long with
the Packers. Any team that's done well this year, we're like, oh, there's a former Packer.
Oh,
there's a former Packer.
It never fails, right? Yeah. Yeah. What's going to be, like, the Packers all of a sudden, there was so much interest in them, and you know, they were so good for so long, and then this year they just kind of fell apart. Does everybody just assume it's a one-year thing, or is that going to be ongoing?
Well, I think they're putting a lot of, they're kind of going the philosophy of the Rams. You know, they hired this really young coach
right.
from the Titans, and supposedly he's
turned things around.
Going to turn things around. But, you know, in Green Bay and in Wisconsin,
yeah.
Packer talk is 24/7 all year
round.
So it just doesn't.
I know.
Because that's
crazy.
All that's going on in
yeah.
Green Bay.
Yep. Kim, thanks for hanging out.
Loved it.
We'll turn things over to Adam Hoge in just a little bit. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
May I just tell you that Adam Hoge is live from Radio Row in Atlanta. Sports Central, that's what he's there for the big game. And he's going to be there all week. He's going to be on, as Bill mentioned, right after us at WGNradio.com. He's got a lot of behind-the-scenes content. I heard him talking about it with Steve Cochran and Justin this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some big things to talk about. So stay right here, WGNradio.com.